Good morning, all you bedroom warriors out there. Today we are talking about creating a one-man content creation machine. For all you marketers out there who are working alone or working with a small team, this one's for you. But first of all, let me get into this again. I don't usually use Twitter, but if you have any suggestions, questions, or ideas that you'd like to pass on to me for this podcast or any piece of content that I do in the future, follow me over at Twitter. I think that's the best way that I can sort of read through all the comments and easily get back to people. So my Twitter handle is SpencerPugh, P-U-G-H underscore, and I think the Bedroom Entrepreneur is in my bio there, so you'll know it's me. So anyway, let's get right into it. Today, again, we're talking about developing that one-man content creation machine. I'm really excited about this one. You know, in my old job, I struggled with this. I was right out of college. I wasn't even a marketing major. I was just a communications major, and I went into a marketing job. So I was struggling to learn the ropes of digital marketing and how I could sort of take on that role myself, just as a single individual. So let's get right into it. My last blog post, I started about just starting. Again, I've been doing this as a one-man team since back in 2016. So my biggest thing was, how was I supposed to utilize every social media platform out there? You know, how is a one-man marketing team supposed to create enough content to compete with the other companies out there that are bigger and better and have better marketing teams? Well, if you listened to that last post, that last podcast, or that last video, hopefully now, if you're in this position, you've at least started. That's really the biggest thing, just getting out there and starting, beginning, documenting, creating, trying new things. But today we're gonna get into more of the strategy behind a way that you can sort of make content and then reuse it all over. So basically, teams and marketing teams out there can use this concept as well, but I'm really just sort of aiming at the little guy, you know, much like myself, that one-man team that's a food truck who only has one teammate who also wants to get into some marketing, or that brewery that just started out. How are you supposed to market? So this post is for you. This idea really starts with one word: repurpose. And I'll get into that. First, let's start with the macro content, or the long form content. So for this method to start the great content creation machine, I recommend starting with macro content. So this will be the content you create that takes a bit of time, a bit of thought, and really adds some solid value to your customers or clients, or your audience. You know, your macro content can live on any of the major media consumption realms. So there's three of them, I believe: audio, video, and written word. I'm sure in the future we'll have like VR and AR where you can create content in the augmented reality space, but for now those are the three ones: video, audio, and written word. Personally, I found it easiest to start with a blog. In a blog, you can really sort of take the time to collect your thoughts and get them nicely written out. And if you think about it, most, you know, YouTubers out there, when they do this type of video, they usually have some sort of script to go off of, or podcasts as well. They have their questions written down or their ideas written down beforehand. So I've found having the blog first really allows you to have a nice script. That's what I'm reading off of right now, the blog post from this week. So it gives you a nice script to sort of go off of. And just as a side note, if you can talk someone's ear off for hours on end about a certain topic that you're passionate about and that you love, you can and you should start a blog or a podcast or a YouTube series. Even if it's about Star Wars or pizza ovens or My Little Pony, there's just too much potential out there. I'll get into that in another day, but if you've ever thought about starting a blog or a podcast, you should. I'm gonna refocus here. There we go. So I made it a goal this year to make a new blog post every week to promote my brand and give value to my clients and my potential clients, and I am absolutely loving it. I don't know what it is about blogging. It's just really fun for me, and again, this is stuff that I love talking about. I can talk to my wife, Maria, about this for hours. It really kind of bores her. So I figured, why not, instead of telling her all this, why don't I just push it out through a blog? But I understand that a blog only reaches that 33% of my audience that likes reading, you know, that likes blog posts. So I felt that I needed to hit all the other media consumption platforms out there. But it already takes me like an hour to an hour and a half to make these blog posts every hashtag Starbucks Friday. So how was I going to create multiple, you know, avenues of macro content? So I've started repurposing my blog post in the form of podcast episodes and these YouTube videos as well. And I call this method the three birds with one stone method, basically. It may seem lame or lazy to create content this way, but to do so, I literally film myself, and I'm changing this now to see if it works better, but before I was recording the podcast on the Anchor podcasting app, and I would literally sit and talk like this. If you've watched my last couple videos, you know that it's just literally me filming myself making the podcast. This week I'm trying something new. I'm just gonna take the audio straight off of this video and upload that to Anchor. But if you've ever thought about creating a podcast or anything like that, check out anchor.fm. There's an app and you literally just talk into your phone to make a podcast. There's other ways of doing it as well, which is like what I'm trying to do, where you can upload audio to the internet or to your phone to make those episodes, but I would recommend it to anyone who's interested in starting a podcast for branding purposes or for fun or whatever. So by repurposing that macro content, that blog post that I write every Friday morning across all three platforms, I'm able to reach more of my audience based on their favorite way to consume media, video, audio, or written word. So again, I'm a one-man marketing team. You know, I just don't have time to create three separate pieces of content for each platform, for myself or for, you know, any of the clients that hire me to sort of run marketing for them. I just don't have the time in the week to do that. It would take all of my time that I need to be creating websites, you know, doing photo sessions with clients, video sessions with clients, things like that. So each week I release a brand new blog post on Tuesday on my website, on Medium, and on LinkedIn. Then I release a new podcast on Wednesday on Anchor, Google Play Store, Amazon Alexa devices, Apple Podcasts, literally anywhere that you can find podcasts. That's where my podcast will be. And just as a side note, if you all would like to see a video or read a blog post about how to set up your podcast on Amazon Alexa devices, like if I ask Alexa right now to give me my daily rundown, this blog or this podcast will play on there. It's super cool, super easy. Lastly, on Thursdays, I upload a YouTube video on YouTube and on Facebook. So that's literally like nine. let me count. That's literally nine major platforms that I get to spread content across each week. That's pretty impressive for a one-man show. And those are all macro content pieces, like well thought out, well verbalized, and it's just, you can't beat it. Like for someone just starting out, this method is amazing, and I hope you all will try it. So I understand that these pieces of content relay the same information. It's literally, if you read my post on Medium and you watch this YouTube video, they're gonna be pretty much the same thing. But there's three things that I'm able to accomplish while doing this. You know, one, it's the best I can do at the current time. Two, I'm able to reach all of those platforms I listed above. So nine major platforms. And three, I firmly believe that people aren't going to consume all three of those week to week. So there might be people out there who love the blog post. There might be people out there who like YouTube. There might be people out there who like podcasts, but I don't think they're gonna listen to all three. And if they do, great. There's gonna be little differences between the three, but all in all, I think that people usually have a favorite that they lean towards. You know, I like reading Medium posts in the morning, and that's really where I get my content, or I like watching YouTube videos on my lunch break, right? So it's okay. And if they do come across both of them, great. They can listen to it twice, read it twice, whatever it might be. So moving on, the next is micro content. So if you're following this method, you have all these macro content pieces each week. But believe it or not, it doesn't have to stop there. Those 9 different publications. What about like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat? Those are all platforms that you could also be putting content on. So let's get into that. In your blog post, there are probably bits of information that are pretty important, like 1 or 2 sentences or quotes that could really help out someone on Twitter. Or you could lay a nice quote from your blog post over an Instagram post and it looked really nice in your feed. So there's ways of breaking up that macro content into little micro content pieces. Snapchat, you know, making a little snap or taking a picture of your blog post. You know, there's different ways to break that up. You can really get creative with it. I know that it takes a little more time out of your day to make the little micro content pieces, but the main goal here is that you're not having to create brand new ideas or brand new macro content pieces. You just break down the macro into micro content. A bit of disclaimer before I continue. Every piece of your content, whether it's macro, micro, documenting, which we'll get into in a second, they always need to be aimed at providing value to your audience. I can't tell you how important it is to give, to care, to show a love for your audience, for your clients. It's just important. I'm sure I'll talk about this a lot more in the years to come, because it really is, it just matters to people that you care about them. So anyway, let's move on to the last bit here, and that's documenting. So for the final bit of content I'm currently implementing, it acts as another way to continue to serve your audience, and it's documenting. Most people don't realize that documenting also provides value, that they also don't realize that their lives are probably more interesting than they might think, especially if you're running your own business. There are plenty of people out there who want to see what you're doing. They want to go on that journey with you. The journey is often more exciting than the destination, and folks like to experience that journey with you. It's the reason why daily vlogs exist. It's the reason why people like DJ Khaled can gain such a big following on Snapchat, right? People love watching other people succeed, fail, learn, and grow. So whether it's vicarious reasons, escapism, entertainment, or motivation to work on their own past or their own careers through life, people just love the process. So get on Instagram stories, get on Snapchat stories, and just document. Tell people what you're up to. Show people what you're up to. You might have followers leave your social platforms, but if you continue to try and add value to your target audience, you'll gain a real following, a real audience that care about what you're doing. And it'll naturally happen. It'll probably take some time, but over time, you know, you'll really get that audience that cares for you and values you as much as you do for them, as long as you're willing to put in the time and effort to do so. So, in conclusion here, content creation can be one scary beast, especially with all the various vehicles and platforms out there, but hopefully this podcast, this YouTube video has given a real idea of one method of sort of breaking up that content to make it a little more manageable for you or for your team or for your company to sort of really get on that content creation machine that most companies, I would say all companies, need to be on these days, especially if you're a smaller company and you're trying to grab that land grab in your industry or your space. So thanks so much for listening, for watching. Let me know if this content repurposing method is helpful to you or if you've tried it before. I'd love to hear stories or ideas or questions you have on running marketing for your business. Let me know in the comments. And again, if you're listening on a podcast and there's nowhere to really comment, or if you're watching this YouTube video and you just don't have a YouTube subscription or something like that, or account, feel free to tweet at me. Again, it's Spencer Pugh, P-U-G-H _, and I will reply to every tweet that you all send my way. I hope this method helps you. I really hope that it does. I know it's helped me a lot with struggling with my own marketing and also marketing for the companies that hire me to do so. Sorry for this light, by the way. It's pretty weird. Just as a side note, I'm recording this later today because I had to watch my niece this morning while my sister went to the doctor. And if you love babies and you love really cute babies, follow me on Instagram, Spencer Scott Pugh. I have the cutest niece in the world. But anyway, thank you all so much for watching. You guys are the best. Let me know if this content is helping you all out, and I'm excited to do it again next week for you guys. Keep up with me on all the social media platforms, and I will see you next week. Peace.